Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worship of worship. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pains
of pain,
that your troubles
made, worthy of the glory,
giving the praise,
yeah.
Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh.
Troubles come,
just hold on, got some change in
hands.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in rainy but cold Anderson, South Carolina. And it's absolutely elating to be with you on this evening. Tonight is the last Passion for Christ radio broadcast of this year. I want to first of all thank all of you for tuning in every Monday night religiously and committedly, and you have been so faithful with inviting guests. Our listening audience has increased tremendously over this year. We've been getting a lot of playback listens, and all we're trying to do this for is to help people. So thank all of you who have called in, chimed in, and said encouraging words, and those who have allowed us to take your prayer requests up to God as a smooth aroma to him so that he could answer them, and all those who have told people about Passion for Christ of the Grace View Church of Christ. Tonight, I want to talk to you in terms of a title called Not Another Year. Wisdom says, not another year will I stay in hopeless predicaments and refuse to have the courage to move forward with my life. Not another year will I end the year with no money in my savings account, knowing I blow all my money throughout the year. Not another year will I have the same blood pressure levels, same potassium levels, same blood and sugar levels as I had in 2018. Not another year will I allow KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, Golden Corral, Pizza Hut, Spink's gas station chicken, Popeye's chicken, Church's chicken, anybody's chicken to cause me to dig my own grave with my own teeth. Not another year Will I fail to see the impact of how not training my children to live spiritually and put the Lord first in all they do take place? Not another year where I allow the enemy to trick me into not loving my wife or not submitting to my husband. Not another year will I stand by and watch the church remain stagnant, stale, and struggle while I sit back, complain, be so overly opinionated about everything, but refuse to offer any service work or do nothing to help the church grow through my attendance, commitment, tithing, and cooperation. Not another year where I accuse people and blame everybody else for my problems and simply ignore holding my own self accountable for my own outcomes. Not another year where I allow the curse of complacency to cloud my capacity and capability, thus cluttering my Christian character. Repeat after me, beloved. Not another year. Here's the lesson. Here it is. Underline this in the chalkboards of your mind. God wants you to get wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. This is a memory verse for most of you Bible readers. It says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. See, what we do is we seek to get money, cars, clothes, and relationships, and fight for the safety and prosperity and wealth for our families. And how many of you really seek wisdom? Wisdom can be likened to a skill. It's like a craft. It's expertise, experience, where knowledge is being used to make lifestyle judgments and decisions that seek to honor God through our actions. Hey, a contractor or builder doesn't get mad when his best designed home burns down. You know why? He got the blueprints. See, grandmother didn't get mad when everybody ate her macaroni and cheese so fast that she never got a chance to eat it. And she didn't get mad when all of the sisters and the granddaughters and the daughter and the great-grandchildren tried to go in and make the macaroni like her, because nobody else's macaroni could compare to your grandmother. So she didn't fret about that. You know why? Because she had the recipe. See, wisdom will allow you to have those kinds of blessings. Historically, we know that Solomon, in 1 Kings 3, offered 1,000 burnt offerings to God. So here's what God did after Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. I hope you can see the imagery of all of those burnt offerings in your mind. But God gave him what I call a buffet of blessings. In other words, here's what God said, the question that we want God to ask all of us. Ask what you wish me to give you. That's what God told Solomon in 1 Kings 3, 5. Solomon had asked God for a discerning heart to judge his people. Solomon needed some help to discern good and evil and to judge God's people accordingly. So what God did was God gave Solomon exactly what he asked for. He gave him a wise, discerning heart. And since Solomon did not ask God for riches, the life of his enemies, he didn't ask God for elongated life. God says, I love the fact that you didn't ask me for all that stuff. And you asked me for something that I could give you that could help out my kingdom and my people. So God says, I'm going to give you all of that. And I'm going to give you riches. Everybody shout riches tonight. I can't hear you, but just shout it. Just shout riches. And he got that because he was more concerned about what he could do for God's people and God's kingdom more so than what he could do for himself. So Solomon, according to 1 Kings 3 and 1 Kings 4, 29 through 31, was the wisest man to ever live. Proverbs is a beautiful book. Most of you have read it before, but it's a book of poetry and wisdom. And in terms of a literary form, it is written in what they call poetic parallelism. I don't have time to go into the depths of that, except to say that it is about some wise, short sayings for the readers to apply to their lives to improve the conduct of their behavior. Why is it important to get knowledge? And how can I get it? See, tonight, a lot of people are being surrounded in a building by church folk when the year comes in, because they value bringing the year in around church people, some of them more so than valuing bringing in the new year with a made-up mind to live like Almighty God wants the church to live. So sometimes we can spend more time in the church doing nothing than we spend outside of the church doing something. I hope I'm helping somebody tonight. What God wants all of us to do is get to wisdom. He wants you to get wisdom. He wants you to be wise. He wants you to have a wise, discerning heart. Here it is. Here's how you can do it. I got one point tonight, and I'm done. You can get wisdom when you hear and increase in learning. You can get wisdom when you hear and increase in learning. Many people you've heard say before, I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of listening to you. Have you ever went up to somebody or heard somebody else go up to somebody and try to talk to somebody until some people will say blue into the face? And that person would not hear it. They won't go for it. They're tired of hearing your voice. They want you to get out their face. They will go off on you. They will start saying evil things about you and your family, all because you're trying to shed a bit of information for them to help them out in their lives because you care so much about them. But they say, I don't want to hear it. You can get wisdom when you hear and increase in learning. Notice the proverbial writer Solomon in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 5. He says, let me slow it down. This is exciting information. He says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning. That's what a wise man will do, which means the opposite is true. A foolish man will not hear and not increase in learning. Notice the B clause of the text. And a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. You cannot be in 2019 a person that will not listen, will not hear, and says, I do not want to learn more. If you heard me read that text, you probably heard that the age of a person was not mentioned neither, because some people think that they're too old to hear, they're too old to learn. It doesn't matter if you're 95, 85, 75, 65, 55, 45, 35, 25, 15, 5, it does not matter. If you want to be wise, you will hear and increase in understanding. Why? Because I just read to you that wisdom is the principal thing, and you need to get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse number 2, interesting text. It says, make your ear attentive to wisdom, which means that your ear may not be inclined to it. So it is a conscious effort on behalf of the believer to make your ear attentive to wisdom. I told the church yesterday that men sometimes have problems with receiving instruction, particularly from their wives. You can have a brother that is trying to assemble something that he bought from Walmart or somewhere, and he's trying not to read the instructions, and his wife is sitting right beside him telling him, baby, I got the instructions right here. You want them? And he says, no, baby, I got this. I'm going to take care of it. 2 hours goes by. Wife comes back and says, baby, you need these instructions. I can help you out with these instructions. I can even read them to you. He says, baby, I got this. Just leave me alone now. I'm going to go ahead and take care of this thing. I'm telling you, I got it. And she started asking questions like, well, this, she starts looking at how far you've gotten with the assembly, and you start saying things like, well, all I'm doing is going by the box. And your wife will tell you, well, baby, they don't look anything like how the box looks. And now you start getting frustrated. Now you start having an argument. Well, how did all this start? It started because you refused to hear solid, sound information because you didn't want to take the time to get the instructions that you need. And that can go for men and women. You cannot afford to go another year without wisdom. It's all about wisdom. It's all about making sound, wise decisions that glorify God in our speech, actions, and our behavior. Proverbs 2, verse 6, the Bible says, for the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth. Come knowledge and understanding. God is giving us wisdom. Here's how you get it. You've known this your whole life, but some of you have not clearly understood it. Let me tell it to you. You've been going to church your whole life. You've heard thousands probably of sermons, maybe your whole life. Can I tell you something? How many of those sermons did you actually seek to do what the preacher said as he read it to you from the Bible. A preacher could say, pray for your enemies, and everybody would shout and clap and holler and say amen and leave and hate their enemy. It's what we tell our children to do, but we fail to do it as adults. It's simply doing what God says to do in His Word. Could you imagine how frustrated God is right now at His people, and how frustrating it is to be patient with millions and billions of people where you've wrote a book, given them the same instructions for everybody to learn and to obey, and you have to sit up there for years and years and years and be patient with people like you and me because we simply will not do what we're asked to do. He even set up a structure, a call church, and he has the preacher read from his book what he wants his children to do, and we sit back and come and still don't do it. The patience and the long suffering of God. Don't go another year, beloved. I'm done. Don't go another year with the same amount of knowledge that you had last year in 2019 and still not do any of the things that you say you were going to do. We all have the same problem. God simply wants you not to complain. Simply do what He tells you to do. It's called obedience. And when you hear His word and allow your ear to be attentive to what God is saying, God simply wants you to be placed in situations where you could utilize the knowledge that you've gotten from Him, because it is a complete disrespect for God not to fear God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7, watch this, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. In other words, God says that a fool thinks that wisdom and instruction is despicable. Fools despise. It's just wisdom and instruction. That's despicable to a fool. But to a wise man, that is knowledge. And you got to get understanding. If you can quote scripture, see, in the churches of Christ, some of us, we can quote all the scriptures but don't understand any of them. And we can preach those same scriptures to people with no understanding and haven't even obeyed those scriptures ourselves. Amen, somebody. So the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5 and 6, you've committed this one to memory probably too. I have as well. Here it is. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. How many of you have been up all night long Googling your problem, seeing what doctors have said, lawyers have said, people have said, reading reviews, trying to figure out how you can fix it? Notice what the text says again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In other words, watch what God says in this part of the text. God does not even want us to even try to care about the situation. He says, lean not into your own understanding. See, what we try to do is try to get an understanding on why things are going on, when God says, I need all your heart. I need all your trust in me. Then the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. I love that text. So it is not to say that God does not want us to get understanding from His word, but there will be some things practically and functionally in your life that you will not understand. And if you're not careful, you will sit up all night long, can't sleep, stressed out, about to have a stroke or a heart attack, trying to figure it out when God never intended none of us to figure it out. All God says is trust in the Lord, Yahweh, with all your heart. That's all God says. And don't even lean to your own understanding. That takes the pressure off the shoulders of the believer. Then he says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct. Acknowledge the Lord in your good times and in your bad times, and He will direct your paths. I can vividly remember an illustration that I want to use tonight as I close. When I used to drive from Atlanta to Anderson before I got fully moved here years ago, I used to get so happy coming down 85 and seeing that sign of exit 19 on the highway, because I knew I was getting closer to the church, to get on that road where I can get to the church. because sometimes God will give you a sign. What are you saying tonight, Brother Jones? God knows how to direct your paths. He'll give you a sign to lead you in the right direction. Oh, God, this is good. I can vividly remember how when I drive to West Witness Street to get to the church, and the first thing I see before I turn into the building parking lot is that sign that says Graceview Church of Christ. That is a sign to say that the people of God, the people of Jesus Christ, the believers of Christ, the members of the church are in this building. That's a sign. And sometimes God won't give you the complete revelation of where he's taking you. But what God will do is give you a sign. If your health has been down, your health has been bad, every now and then he'll give you a sign. You have a few hours where God has blessed you and lifted your life and taken you for a higher level. So that's just a sign for God to say, I'm still looking out for you, my child. I'm still watching over you. I saw your tears. I saw that. And I want you to have a little bit of joy. So he gives you those signs that let you know that if you just trust in him, he will direct your path. Keep acknowledging God and God will do it for you. Surrender to God. Hold up your hands as if it's a stick up and lift up holy hands towards heaven in humble submission to God. And when you hear every teaching lesson, every sermon, every Bible study, listen to what's being said and simply hear it. Be attentive to learning and apply what you learn from God's word. When God places you in situations, get all the wisdom you can. If you don't even have money now, get wisdom. Because if you can have money and be a fool and don't have any wisdom and be broke with $1 million in 6 months. Whereas if God gives you a plan, a creative idea, a blueprint, a schematic, a scheme to do something great in this world, you can be broke right now and be rich in 6 months because you have wisdom. Have enough wisdom to follow Christ for the rest of your life, particularly in 2019. It is all about what you make it in 2019. I personally want to thank God for all that he's done. He's shown us kindness. He's shown us favor. We've been through floods at our church this year. He has brought us out of all of the adversity. He has kept us together. We baptized some good men, Claude and Charlie this year. It has been a wonderful year. God has showed us a lot. We've learned a lot. Now it's time to apply all we've learned. Do not go into another year without a made up mind that God is going to lift your mind up with wisdom. And it's all about what wisdom you apply as you follow God in your behavior, your speech, and your conduct. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you even right now. Have a happy new year. Let's take our prayers to God right now. Give God some praise for what he's done this year and thank him for all that he is going to do. As a matter of fact, when I pray, I'm going to thank God in advance for what he's going to do in your life. Go ahead and dial number one right now so we can pray for you. God bless you. Caller ending in 5249. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good evening, Brother Jones. I'm asking for prayer for my family, my church family, the White family, and anyone that stands in need of prayer, whether it's for sickness or health. And I hope to gain wisdom each and every day in 2019. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. We certainly keep your church family and those people in prayer. Thank you so much tonight. Caller ending in 9586. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Thank you for that message, Brother Jones. This is Sister Johnson. I ask you to keep me and my family in prayer. I have a cousin in Atlanta, Sarah, who had back surgery on Thursday, and it did not go very well. They took her back into surgery today, and it's kind of touch and go. So I ask you, would you keep that family in prayer also, and all others that are sick. Thank you, and thanks again for the message, and hold one moment.
This is Aiden Joy. Thank you, Brother Brian, for – thank you, Brother Brian Jones, for – teaching us this lesson, and we hope we can fight cancer. So if we can just save this earth and make earth a happy other place.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Johnson and Aiden Joy tonight. We certainly will pray for those who are dealing with cancer and try to do all we can to make this earth a better place. Aiden Joy, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer. I want to thank all of you once again, before we go to God in prayer, for just such a great year that you have helped your congregations locally and with us here in Anderson with our ministries as well. It has not been without challenge, but if you're listening with us tonight on Passion for Christ, God has brought you through some stuff this year, because if you've lived in 2018, you've been through something, and God has been so kind to bring you through. So let's thank God in just a moment for all that he's done, all that he will do through us in 2019. And I'm so happy that I can go into a new year with God on my side. And I'm happy that you can too. Bow with me, please, as we thank God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 2018. You have shown us how we could make it through some tough times and some serious challenges. But Lord, it was touch and go a lot, but you brought us through. And we thank you for everything, oh God, that you've done to keep us, to sustain us, to touch our bodies in just such a special way, and to keep our families safe and together, and brought us through bereavement for some families, bereavement, and just comforted families, Lord. And you've blessed the churches of Christ to keep our doors open. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done in 2018. What a God we serve in you. You have blessed us, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you bless Sister Johnson and her family, and that you be with the sister in Atlanta, Georgia, who's having some complications with the surgery, and that you'll be with the doctors and the nurses and operate on her with precision and allow her body to respond favorably to what the doctors do so that she can gain her full strength and be healed again. We thank you for young Aiden Joy, that you bless her and her family to have a heart so concerned about diseases and making the world a better place, that you could use her to do that, and that she could inspire Christians 10 times her age to do that. And we just pray, oh God, that you just watch over her and her family, and that you be with Sister Anderson and her family, her church family at the Hagler Street Church of Christ, and that you bless the White family to be with them and to hear Brother White, to be thine will. And we just pray, oh God, that you just strengthen them during this time, and that you just bless them and all those who are concerned about the White family and the Hagler Street Church, that you be with them and that you allow them to come out of this thing even stronger than before. We thank you for all that you've done. Bless every person on this line tonight. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so we can behave in such a way that's pleasing and acceptable to thee. Forgive us of everything we've done, said, and thought that was unpleasing to thy sight. We ask you to forgive us, and may the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and we can do better the next time we're faced with those challenges. Thank you for a new year. Thank you for all you're going to do for every person listening. Protect every person on this line from any harm, hurt, or danger. Be with us. Give us all the things that we desire so we can do more for you. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray.
Amen. I want to be
I wanna be near the cross, where my Savior died on a hill so lonely.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.